This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk, September 29th, 2018. I'm Frederick Penny, your host, with Todd Kunin and Denise Dirks. We've got Cal Hunter behind the glass, who I know is sleepy and tired, and we'll tell you why, because he is late at night calling football games, and I know he's probably just barely awake, so we'll try to keep you awake today. I guarantee you, you will stay awake today, Cal. There are so many things going on. First of all, we got case or no case. We're going to go over a couple of interesting things. First of all, if you've ever found money on the ground, what is, and Denise and Todd are looking at me because we usually discuss what we're going over. I have not discussed this with you guys, but I'm going to tell you a second. But if you have found money on the ground, what is the finder's keeper's rules? I looked it up. I know the law. I know the rules because while we're in the Salt Lake City airport, my grandson found a $100 bill sitting on the ground, and he's a sweet little six-year-old and walks up and says, "Look what I found, Grandpa." And I looked at it, and I said, "That's a $100 bill." And his dad and I looked at each other, and there's just no way. There were so many people walking around. It was packed. There's just no way. And I said, "Well, I think we should turn into the authorities. And I want to know what's going to happen with that $100 bill." And I'm going to tell you, I'm a little bit upset. I'm telling you, I'm upset. So I looked up the law, because this is why I'm upset. Here's a cute little six-year-old with a $100 bill, and he walks over, and says, and we have him do the right thing. You know, he's turning it in. And sure. They said, "Okay, thanks."
Yeah.
Wait. Okay, where's the chirping? I mean, where's my crickets?
The security guard puts it in his pocket, right?
Thank you. Yeah. So they took him over to the they took him over, and the lost and found was closed. And then we took it over to the nice police officers, and they gave him a high five, and they took it. And I looked at him, and my son-in-law and my grandson started to walk away. I said, "Wait a minute." I walked over and I said, "Officer, are you going to make a report?" "Oh, okay." And he pulls his little people. "What's his name?" I said, "If someone doesn't ask for that $100 bill," and by the way, it wasn't like in a folded, it was all crumpled up in like a little wad. So if someone doesn't ask that, wouldn't you think the officer would have written down the little boy's name, this cute little boy's name? And you know what? I'm just touting my grandson. My little grandson, in a nice, almost half teary way, said, "That's okay, Grandpa. I don't think it'll fit in my piggy bank."
Oh.
I mean, and the officer heard that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just like, you know what? Okay, so he writes his name down, and we walk away. What are the odds he's going to get a phone call and that $100 bill is coming his way?
Zero to zero.
Because the officer's not, I don't think the officer's going to steal it.
Oh, sure.
But he's going to turn it in.
He's not stealing it. He just went home and said, "Honey, guess what? The best thing happened to me today. A kid gave me $100.
I took a bribe."
I don't think the officer's going to do that. I'm going to jump on the officer's. Because he said he's going to turn it in. For some reason, it was closed, the lost and found. But I think the Salt Lake City Airport is going to receive a $100 bill, and someone's going to say, "I found $100, dear. Here we go." I was a little irritated. So we're going to talk about the law with that, because I looked up finder's keeper's law, and you're going to be interested to hear what the law is.
Is that a federal law, or would that be handled state by state?
Well, state by state. And I have the state of California, and every state's a little different, but it's going to be generally the same. And you're going to be shocked to hear what the law is.
I could tell you what would happen to me with my luck.
Yeah.
You know, if I had if my son was six and he turns it in and that all happens, you know, and then the officer would take it. And then with my luck, I would go back and say, "Aren't you going to write a report? Aren't you going to write his name down?" And they would say yes. And they would write the report and write the name down. And then with my luck, I get a call about a week later and say, "Yeah, you know that $100 bill you turned in?" "Yeah." Well, we found traces of cocaine on it, and we want to bring your kid in for questioning. If that's what would happen with my life.
That's probably true.
Bring your kid in for questioning.
You know.
So anyway, I had to bring that up.
Well, you know what I found?
What did you find?
Well, when I went through a drive-thru, they gave me back my change. But a couple of bucks fell out of my hand and some change. And so when I opened up my door to pick it up, I probably gained about 45 cents.
Did you really?
Because there was a lot of change down there.
Oh, my gosh. Cal.
Yeah, Joseph's on the phone. He says he knows the answer to your question.
Well, I do
so we're going to let him take a guess?
Well,
right.
I know the answer, too. But Joseph, go for it. Joseph, tell us the answer.
Well, good morning, Fred, and I promise. I have not looked this up.
Good, because I know the answer, but I want to see if you know the answer.
I know the answer to finding a Keto, a ticket-in, ticket-out voucher in a casino,
yeah.
And I'm going to premise my answer on that. If you find a ticket-in, ticket-out voucher in a casino, you better turn it into the casino.
Smart,
and Joseph. I could go further into that, but I'll leave it at that. Now, based on that premise, I believe that if you find money in an establishment, you should turn it in. But if you find the money, of course, on the street, it's finders, keepers, losers, weepers. And I think your grandson, God bless his little heart, he got messed over because if no one claims that money, in a certain amount of time, it should belong to the little guy.
That's exactly right. But the question is, Joseph, I'm going to ask you as a caller, what are the odds you think that it's coming back to him? What do you think? What do you say? Out of 100%, it's coming back. 0%, it's not. What's the percentage, Joseph, in your opinion, it's coming back to him?
In this situation, Fred, 0, and he should at least get some of the coffee and donuts at the coffee.
Good one, Joseph. Well, thanks for the call, Joseph. Listen, I'm going to tell you exactly what you're supposed to do in that situation. Thanks for the call, Joseph.
Yeah, he's gone, but yeah, thank you. As soon as you said thanks for the call, I slid him down and hung up. So.
Oh, sorry, okay. Joseph. Cal's a little bit shaky. Like I said, he's been out doing football.
No, I just want to be careful.
We're also going to talk about Bill Cosby. By the way, Denise, we know that I mean, this is not a stroke me, but it's been a clear situation that I've been playing around on the radio. I've been on the radio about this Bill Cosby thing. They've been calling me and asking me to comment on it, so we're going to talk about that. And Todd was gone, and I was gone last week, huh, Denise? We're going to talk about why we were both gone. And then Led Zeppelin, Denise, big time. Big appeal that's coming up. That's going to come up. We're going to talk about that. We got to talk about Kavanaugh. I do not want to talk about Kavanaugh.
You have to.
We have to, though. I wrote down we have to talk about it. So we're all shaking our head. We have to talk about Kavanaugh.
Well, we have to find a way to talk about it without becoming political.
Yeah.
I watched the entire hearing. But
yes.
I do believe that there are things that we can talk about that don't get into politics, that get into evidence, burden of proof,
yes.
What has to be shown, what doesn't have to be shown.
Right.
So there's stuff we can talk about that don't get into the political aspects of it. But it was a fascinating hearing.
Right.
It was.
Right.
Yes.
So
yeah.
we're going to talk, as lawyers, again, Radio Law Talk, when you're tired of politics radio,
come to Radio Law Talk.
Come to Radio Law Talk.
And I'll try to talk as the voice of reason.
Cal, you have to shut up.
That's not your position here.
Yes, it is.
Cal likes to take
You're the one to challenge us.
Well, that's my first question is, when the guy says he's working pro bono and you see a congresswoman slip him an envelope right there behind Kavanaugh's head,
okay. Wait
a minute, how does that work?
I don't know. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the new barbershop ruling. Hey, you might want to go down and get your hair cut. There might be nobody there when you go to the door.
It's already impacting me.
It is. Mm-hmm. Uber lawsuits, we're going to talk about that. A 30, ready for this, boys? And I'm talking about boys. Sorry. $31 million botched circumcision case. We're going to discuss that.
Oh. It's just the tip of the iceberg.
Oh.
Not really an iceberg.
Denise is
well, it wasn't just the tip, apparently.
So we're going to... Oh, my gosh. We've already started this way. Stormy Daniels...
You can keep the change.
And millennials are causing divorces to drop. And the most importantly, we're going to talk about case or no case. We got to go on because everyone's laughing. We'll be right back after this.
This is Radio Law Talk. You're listening to it on your favorite radio station and on RadioLawTalk.com.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
My name is Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I've assembled an excellent team of highly experienced personal injury trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. At Penny & Associates, we will aggressively represent you and your family when someone has been injured in an accident. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
For a free initial consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or call 1-800-616-4LAW and ask for Frederick, Stuart, Rob, Kevin, Kent, or Will. That's Frederick Penny at Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers, 1-800-616-4LAW.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Business needs growth to survive, and Accelerate U is in the business of growing your business. Accelerate U gets it. They have sales professionals, real top talent teams. Accelerate U has venture capitalists, and Accelerate U has strategic partners who roll up their sleeves and help you grow your business. It's what they do. They help people in business just like you. In fact, last year, Accelerate U launched 30 successful go-to markets for startup companies. With success like that, you can see why Accelerate U is able to only work with a select group of companies, perhaps yours. If you want to increase revenue for your business, call 916-BETTER-ZERO. That's 916-237-7370. 916-BETTER-ZERO. Come on, grab the phone. Make the call. Accelerate U. 916-BETTER-ZERO. Again, call 916-BETTER-ZERO for Accelerate U.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
All advertising for legal services on Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
We are back live here on KPLF Red Bluff, and I don't know what happened, but Julie Black stopped. Julie, stick with your cues. All right, now back to the show.
Hey, I guess I'm live now. We're live on Facebook, which we rarely do, but we just thought it would be fun to let everybody see what it's like to be on Facebook. What a radio station does, or a radio show does. Look, there's...
Can I just say, Fred is nuts.
Yeah, I'm kind of hungry. I haven't eaten yet.
Assortment of legumes.
So I'm in my,
he's beefy and nuts.
Can we have crickets there, please? Crickets on that one.
Well,
sure.
he's got the teriyaki. What is that? Jerky.
Hold on. Would you say that again, Denise?
I said he's beefy and nuts.
Nice.
Frederick Penny has his assortment of teriyaki and sunflower seeds and nuts and all that.
Hey, welcome to KPay, our newest radio station that is picking us up in Chico, California. And again, thank you, Armed Forces Radio Network. We're heard Wednesdays, 1 to 4 p.m. and 1 to 4 a.m. And we were talking about a few interesting things, especially about whether or not a kid who finds a $100 bill can and should keep the $100 bill. But let's do a couple of quick disclaimers. We have to do these disclaimers. Remember, if you want to seek any, if you have any questions, go seek legal attention. Legal notice. You know what? The problem is I'm filming and I'm talking at once. I can't chew gum and eat at the same time.
You see, being the tech crew and talent is hard.
Yes, yes, that's exactly right. See that number? That is the number. That is how many. That's our time. So Cal tells us our time. Those of you who are not watching us on Facebook Live, www.radiolawtalk.com.
And you can call us at 855-529-7234.
Man,
that's my cheat sheet on the on our telephone number. And you can also hashtag us at Radio Law Talk or hashtag Case or No Case during our Case or No Case.
Okay, everybody wants Case or No Case. Cal, let's roll. Let's just get right into Case or No Case. Let's stop the chit-chat.
All right, as you wish. Here we go.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay!
I'm not going to get into the scores right now because I don't want anybody to be embarrassed. So what I'm just being kind, Denise. You know me. I'm a kind man by nature. So
I understand that last week there were a plethora of no cases that I could have cleaned house on had I stuck to my guns.
Yes. When you were standing at the table saying, play black, play black, play black. Well, all of a sudden, three black came up in a row. And what do you know?
What?
You weren't here.
Cal, why were you so much on their side? I was listening, and it was very clear you should have gave no points. And just because I said, I should have not said anything. I said, no points. He said, well, I guess I'll give you a few. It's like, oh, reverse psychology.
I'm just a nice person, that's all. Fred, you have 67. Oh. You're tied with Todd for the lead. Denise has 66. I mean, you're right there. All of you are right
66.
There.
But I lost 6 points last time. I would have, if I would have stuck my guns, I would have been way ahead of you guys. You could have never caught up. But I felt so much sympathy about getting ahead and taking advantage that I decided wrong.
Oh, you could see her empathy.
That's her story, and she's sticking by it.
All right, roll it, Cal.
So here we
Come
go.
On.
We did the case or no case open, but I'll do it again.
Now it's time
reset
to play
it. All right,
case
here we go.
Or no case.
Yeah.
All right, case or no case. And today I take you to the great nation state of India.
India.
Bordered by China, Pakistan, and Nepal, as you know. The government there got a great idea. They said, I know, we have so much theft in our welfare program, which costs the country about $27 billion a year, that we're going to have everybody except small children in India biometrically identified. Every person in India must have an eye scan, and they must have fingerprints, and they must have the, 11-digit number or whatever it is, or they are a citizen non grata. They do not exist in India. Now, of course, there were some people who didn't like that. They thought it was a bit overreaching. So the first question is this a case? And if it is the case, what is the outcome? And Todd's giving me the look, man. He's totally giving me the look. Okay. So let's start with you then, Todd. Is this a case? Or is it nay a case?
So, really?
Did you just curse under your breath?
I did not. I said, are you kidding me? And so, is this a case? So, in essence, did India actually do this? But I'm a little unclear as to what the outcome would be, such as, are you talking about Did somebody sue and India decided to abolish this proposal?
That or? Would probably be an outcome.
They
that
have
would
a parliament be, system, yeah, right?
That would be a
okay.
That would be a potential outcome. They have a parliamentary democracy. And, yeah, they're all elected, and they have a Supreme Court. And so, Fred's all right, like,
okay. So this is
Fred's like, just scan my eyeballs and get it over with.
Oh, slip my wrist. Would you get on with this already?
This is what I am going to say, because you had said that this was potentially going to apply to everyone in India, and if it didn't happen, you would be persona non grata. And I believe that India still has the caste system for social classes. And so I am going to say, because of that, that if this were a suggestion, I will say that somebody did suggest it. And I will also say that it was rejected probably because there are some people that did not want to have themselves subjected to the same, being upper class, subjected to the same treatment as lower class because they're different. How dare you make me have to wear a chip and do all this? So I'm going to say that it is a case, it did happen, and it was abolished. It was proposed but never came to fruition.
That's not abolished. So it was proposed and it
proposed,
never came.
Proposed but never came to fruition.
So does that mean it's a case or no case?
Well, I think it's an incident. So somebody actually proposed it.
Okay.
But it was the implementation of it was prohibited.
By the way, there are 1,342,512,706 people in India.
How do they get the 706? They got some guy. One.
Well, as
two. Hey, Bill, did you get the guy in the red shirt over there?
That's as of last week.
And then, one.
And they calculate the birth and the death rate, and but that's the number they came up with.
Okay.
Okay,
all
so
right.
We're getting a little tight on time. Not terribly, but Denise.
Oh,
you're
going to
ask
me and not Fred?
Yeah, why not?
I'm videoing. Hey, Fua Fa said hi.
He's busy, yeah.
By the way, Fua Fa is from, like, Tonga, and I think he's still watching.
Well, we've got to wrap up right
now.
Hello.
We're
having too much time. The more Radio Law Talk here in just a little bit.
15 seconds left.
State the way we actually don't have any time.
Bye.
We got to go. Bye.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com. The cost of getting rid of garbage is high, and recycling products is lucrative. If you're a business or know of a business that needs an individual compactor or baler, call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. If you already have an industrial compactor, baler, or shredder and need service, don't forget to call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. Northwest Compacting, your full-service industrial compacting and baling company. Read more about them at northwestcompacting.com.
Many women have so many clothes in the closet, but then we go to get dressed and find we have nothing to wear. Ah! We've all been there. We all want to be comfortable and fashionable at the same time, and it's difficult to find clothing that makes that task effortless. But at Letty & Company, you can find trendy, comfortable clothing that is affordable. Things you'll want to wear every day. Shop with a purpose, online, with free shipping. Just go to LETTYandCompany.com. LettyandCompany.com.
I'm going to Quick Quack Car Wash. Get my car washed, make it quick, quack, pretty, shiny, sexy, just because I want to. Don't drive dirty. Going to get my car suds in the Quick Quack Car Wash. It's the Quick Quack, quickest and the cleanest by far. We're talking 3 skinny minutes sitting right in your car wash, 100 feet of cloth, washing your car at the Quick Quack Car Wash. Any Honda, Mazda, Ford, or Chevy, Saab, or Cadillac, Quick Quack will spruce her up just like that. You'll be happy looking snappy. You'll be glad you was asked for Quick Quack. Car wash, it on the web and go to don'tdrivedirty.com and see where you got your closest Quick Quack in the local area. Get in your car, get in your truck, get on the road, come visit the duck.
Quick Quack Car Wash, where your car will always leave happy, guaranteed. They take pride in being clean and green by conserving and recycling the water they use only at the...
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Hundreds of people have died in the Indonesian earthquake and tsunami, but the number will continue to rise as more information becomes available. Jan Gelfand is with the International Red Cross in Jakarta.
Major large earthquake that was only 10 kilometers deep and only 27 kilometers off of the coast. And so that, when you, you know, couple that with a massive tsunami, is just a recipe for disaster.
A video clip widely broadcast on Indonesian television showed water swallowing an entire row of buildings and gushing into streets as onlookers ran shrieking in terror. Rescue efforts are underway, though hampered by a major power cut. Two police officers have died following an early morning confrontation in Mississippi. Warren Strain with the Department of Public Safety said the officers died in an incident that occurred early Saturday in the city of Brookhaven. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Okay, we're back with Case or No Case. We're on Denise. Denise, what did you say?
About what?
Case or No Case.
Oh, what's my decision on the case,
yes,
or no case?
Is this a case? And if so, what was the outcome?
Well, this was my thought. If they have over a billion, even if they made it into a law, they could not implement it. There's no way. So I struggled with this one, but just looking in your eyes right now, Cal, it's not a case.
Okay, so you think it's, okay.
I would say if they did make it a law, if this was actually a case, you know what I would want to do?
Hmm.
I would want to invest in the tech company making the chips.
Yes.
Because, that's going to be a lot of chips.
Well, yeah, a lot of storage, right?
Yes.
I mean, that's, I guess, the next question. And, Mr. Penny, what do you think as you sit here and stream this live via Facebook?
Well, we should probably put this on something that's more stable than my shaky hand like this.
Yeah, we can get a little one of those little selfie sticks and Denise can hold it.
Well, I'm not going to hold this for long. We're going to go off pretty soon in a little bit, but I just want the people to see what it's like. You know what? I'm going with Denise. I think this is no case. I think he's pulling a rug under our feet. No case.
Pulling a rug under our feet?
From our feet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Done.
So let's get this straight. Those of you who say it is a case, some legal case filed, anybody at all?
I said it was actually something that was proposed by the government. This, you're not. This is what I said. You're not making this up. Somebody proposed it. But again, what I said was somebody proposed it. It got out there, but it never was implemented.
Hmm.
What does that mean? Is that a case or no case?
I'll tell you exactly what it means. It means all three of you have some news that you're going to share.
What?
You're all wrong,
how
and I'll tell you why.
Wrong?
This system was called Aadhaar, and under it, the government is gathering fingerprints issuing a 12 or 11-digit number, and doing retinal eye scans on every adult in India for the purposes of identification. It is law in India. It passed a Supreme Court test. They said the interest of the nation in having proper identification is far greater than the risk of personal security. Therefore, 0 points for any of you. I'm sorry, but that's just how it's going to be.
Hold on a second. I have a question.
Okay, okay.
I have a question.
Listen to this boy whine like a swine.
Okay.
We need to get T-shirts like that.
Okay. So it's my understanding that if somebody says no case, it's they are saying that you are making up something completely out of whole cloth.
The premise is completely false. Is that what you're suggesting?
Yes, the whole thing was made up. So my answer was...
You said it was proposed. This was actually a law that made it to the Indian Supreme Court.
I agree.
Therefore...
Well, because I didn't understand what you meant by... What was the outcome? So did this happen? I said, yes, it was proposed to happen. So it was a case. But then the question about the outcome is it never got passed.
I didn't get that out of that. I'm not trying to be mean about it, but...
I would just request that in future proposals...
C or NCs, yes.
It be a little clearer as to what it means by case or no case, and whether it goes forward, because it's a little
ambiguous. Boring or not boring?
Here.
Move on.
Wait, what
if you had said it was a law, but it was not implemented, you would have gotten at least one point.
Now, and a quick note on this, very final quick note. The government of India did say that you could not require biometric ID for cell phone accounts or for bank accounts. But for pretty much everything else, that's going to be the standard. If you say, I'm Todd Kunin, show me your eyeball. Isn't that weird?
Go ahead, take a look.
Scan me.
Try to scan this.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is...
Oh,
try to scan my eyeballs. Go ahead, good luck with that.
Uh-huh. Hey, I wanted to show you Todd. Look, come here, come face.
That was
I want you guys on Facebook to understand and on listening. Did you know that we can officially say, now there's times Todd has not been here, it's official, he told me I can say it, the WWE, again, which is the wrestling, the WWE, what is it?
WWE 2K19, the installment of the WWE video wrestling game that will be on all the formats, Xbox, PlayStation, and on your personal computer. It is set to be released. I think the deluxe edition gets released the 5th of October. The Arrested comes out the 9th of October.
Uh-huh.
And there is a character in the My Career mode called Baron Blade. He's a pretty significant character in that part.
And I listened to it. I saw him.
And that character is played by yours truly.
Yes,
show
it was Todd.
The money.
Yeah,
it's so funny.
It's
so funny because his facial features, all of the way he talks, the way he moves, mm-hmm. even his hand gestures.
Is like Todd.
Our Todd.
So go get the WWE video game.
2K19, right?
2K19. And Todd is a significant player in
that. And if you look at the credits, it will be under my nom de plume. It will be under Mark Ashbourne.
Ashbourne.
Yes.
Oh, I call him Mark Ashbourne.
Now you said Ash. Okay, fine.
Yeah, I think it's Mark Ashbourne. Hey, you want to know what the law is?
Let's talk about the law.
Let's talk about the law when it comes to, this is my notes. Okay, so what happens if you find a $100 bill, right, and it's sitting there on the floor in the Salt Lake City airport? What you've got to do, if this is California, under California Penal Code, Section 485, you need to make a reasonable and just effort to find the owner. Otherwise, you're guilty of theft. Let me repeat that. You got to make a just and reasonable effort to find the owner. Otherwise, you're guilty of theft.
So can I just yell out, hey, anybody want to claim this $100 bill?
No. What you do. Okay. That's what you do. Okay, now here's some notes. I'm going to say. So some things you can do is you can still take it. And you can put something on Facebook that said, I found some money. Tell me where it was and how much it was and what it looks like. You could put it, some people have gone so far, put it on Craigslist. But don't give it to the officer who's going to give it to the lost and found people who are going to pocket it. Okay? But
now,
that's what you do.
Interestingly, as a prosecutor, I can tell you that...
How many of those prosecutors?
Well, never...
Five kids? Seven kids?
Here's the thing. The buzzword in the law is reasonable and just effort. So if you are walking down the street, and here's something that happened to me not too long ago in San Francisco after an audition. I was walking down the street, and I pulled out my phone, and I had like $50 that was in the same pocket that I had my phone in, and it fell out. And the people walking behind me saw it fall out of my pocket, and they went to go pick it. Apparently the guy picked it up. And then the woman
probably said, tell him.
Well, no, it wasn't his wife. It was just another woman that was walking next to him. And she said, excuse me, sir, did you just drop this? And I turned around and said, oh, yes, I did. Thank you. And the guy very sheepishly gave me the money.
Ooh,
you know, kind of like, what, yeah. He just ratted me out. And so I got it. Well, in a situation like that where it was reasonable and just, they had an idea as to who it came from, he would have an obligation to return it to me, otherwise be guilty of theft. If you find under the circumstances that...
Like on the curb or something, yes. Money on the curb and there's nobody around.
See it falls, not associated with anybody.
Let's say you find it in the situation that Fred was talking about, I would say, is it reasonable and just in an airport to turn it in? Probably, because it's a lot of money and somebody reasonably would go to a lost and found at the airport to say, hey, I lost this, can I get it back? And they would ask what the denominations were. Let's change it and say you find it on the street crumpled up and nobody else is around when you saw it. There's nobody else there. I would think it would be very difficult to come up with reasonable and just ways to try to return that.
Yeah, I found about $200 worth of pesos when I was in Acapulco, right literally in the gutter.
Oh, for sure. The people in the gutter. They'll return that to you for sure if you take it there.
$200
Who do I give it to?
That must have been a pile that high for $200
It was like
pesos.
Folded over like that.
Wow, like a wad of pesos.
Yeah, like a wad of pesos. And so there was nobody around.
Did it have a bunch of white powder around it?
No.
And some blood?
No.
Here's something.
I took all my family out to dinner, and they all got sick.
Here's something that's interesting.
They'll teach you.
I seem to recall the United States Postal Service back in the day running a PSA, a spot, about what to do if something is sent to you and it is sent to you erroneously. And I remember it was things like an old grandma opening up a box and it was a set of like designer rims for a car or something like that. And the United States Postal Service, USPS, said, if things are sent to you erroneously, you have zero obligation to return it. It's yours.
No.
Yeah.
Even if, so the Postal Service says, if we screw up,
No. If it was sent to you.
Oh, by error.
Yeah. It was sent to you, but it comes to you by error, but they delivered it to the address that it was supposed to be, and it comes to you.
Well, that's their way of saying, don't let somebody come and defraud you of money because of that ship.
Exactly.
So I have to tell you, we probably should get into something interesting like the law.
Well, why would we want to do that?
We can talk about the law on Radio Law Talk.
What do you think, Cal?
I'm for it.
What should we do? What do you want to talk about?
Well, I think we need to talk about the barbershop.
All right. We'll talk about the barbershop when we come back.
Important.
We've got like 30 seconds left. But we'll talk about the barbershop. We're going to talk about Cosby. We're going to talk about Kavanaugh. We're going to talk about Uber lawsuit, $31 million botched circumcision. No, it is not Todd.
And we're going to answer a question from last week that was asked about MLB's ex-husband.
Okay, MLB's ex-husband. We'll be right back after this. Radio Law Talk.
Thanks for turning on Radio Law Talk on your favorite radio station and on RadioLawTalk.com.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit Gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea,
which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
The attorneys you hear on the panel at RadioLawTalk.com are all licensed to practice law in California. But if you want a lawyer, no matter where you're listening, you can check our website, RadioLawTalk.com. There's a button there that says, Talk to a Lawyer. Press it. It's that easy. And, of course, we thank you for listening to Radio Law Talk.
Hey, shout out Lisa. Hey, you gotta put me on here. Okay, there we go. Shout out to Lisa Davis Tucker. She is my cousin. She said, you need to shout out to the followers that are watching you live. You're right, Lisa. There's a lot of people watching us live. Thank you for watching us live on Facebook. They want us to go Facebook live with the station as we get bigger and bigger. But as we open in Chicago, we're going to be opening in Chicago, New Jersey, New York. We've got Iowa, hopefully online, and South Carolina or North Carolina. I can't remember. So once we do that, we're going to be maybe on Facebook Live.
One of those north-south places.
One of those places down under, right?
One of them Dakotas.
Dakotas.
Carolinas or Dakotas.
All right, Denise is right. Let's talk the law. Because you know what? Radio Law Talk, we do talk the law. Go ahead.
We
Radio.
Do.
Tell me.
Well, the California Supreme Court just came down with a really important ruling about independent contractors. Now, there in our system here, we have a lot of independent contractors. My nail people, my hair people, my makeup people, all of these people are independent contractors. There's a lot more, too. The Uber drivers, the Lyft drivers, maybe the Grubhub. You know, all of these are independent contractors. And now the rule in California and the law of the land is that workers are presumed to be employees. unless all of the three factors are met. The first factor is that the worker is free from the control and direction of the hirer in connection with the performance of the work, both under the contract for performance of such work and in fact. And the next one is that worker performs work that is outside the usual course of the hiring entity's business. That's huge. So if I hire, I have a law firm, if I hire an attorney, he or she cannot be an independent contractor.
Right, because so in other words, if you bring in and you are a general contractor and you bring in a person that's going to do the lighting, that's something different than what you do. In other words, so that would step you outside, which you
correct.
Might be able to be independent contractor.
Correct.
But if you're a barber shop and you're bringing a barber in, you cannot do that.
That's going to have to be an employee.
Got it.
And the third thing is the worker is customarily engaged in an independently established trade, occupation, or business of the same nature as the work performed for the hiring entity. So you know what I see? I see that these independent contractors are probably going to have to create their own business for themselves and have a title for that business, and they're going to have to go and not work for a typical salon or
We got the little boy raising his
hand. I have a question. I'm sorry. My mom's beauty shop, if she had someone come in and work with or for her, whatever, they would come in and pay her rent for the space.
Not anymore.
So they would pay rent for the space. Nope. They were their own little independent company. They kept collect their own money from the people, got their own tips.
My person's already lost her place.
Isn't that a strange law? Why would they do that?
You guys are saying there's something strange in California? There's a strange law?
Okay, sorry. You're right. The question answers itself.
Well, I think there's a couple of different creative ways that they will test this to see if their testing it passes muster, okay? So in the situation that you have, Cal, let's say you have Cal's mom owns the barber shop, owns the salon. She cuts hair herself and wants to rent out a space to somebody. I think that would not pass muster under the new law. That would be an employee, not an independent contractor. But let's say, like, I'm thinking of a place that my daughter went to get her hair done. It's a standalone building. Each one of the individual shops in the building, I call them shops, it looks like you're going into one place, but you have individual places inside. They are all salons, but the owner of the building does not do any salon work his or herself. All they do is have the building, and they have designated...
They're landlords.
They have designated that building so that all of the spaces in there are rented out exclusively to hair care professionals or beauty professionals or whatever.
No, I think that's right. There's a studio, 55 or something, that's over in Roseville, and they are landlords, and they don't provide the services. They just provide the building, and people rent from them.
That's right.
That's a lot different than a salon that pulled stuff out of a salon, and they rent out their
The question I would have then, going back to Cal's hypothetical, is what if Cal's mother decided, I am not going to cut hair anymore. I'm not going to do anything. I have a building, and in this building I have 8 different stations, and people can come and go and rent and use that wherever they want. It's not what I do. And now you have this separation between the person that is renting out the space, providing a different service. I have become a landlord. I think, based on something you said about how independent contractors are going to have to go out and get their own business licenses and do things, under the old law, under the old interpretation, that is almost what they should have been doing anyway.
Right.
Because the reason this is happening is because people that would now be called employees, who were previously independent contractors, and the people that hired them kept blurring the line so much that it made it nearly impossible to tell the difference. And it kind of forced the hand. Now, California is going to say that they're doing this to protect the employee. Right now, they're the ones that are being hurt the most because
to protect the state because they want to collect.
They want their money.
They want to collect the money.
They want Social Security collected. They want to have franchise tax stuff collected. They want to collect.
Using my words carefully, they're going to say It's to protect the employee, because if you're an employee working there and there's a certain number, now you're entitled to potential health care benefits. You're entitled to unemployment insurance. If you lose your job, sick leave, you're entitled to all of the protections that you would normally get. You're entitled to minimum wage.
But what is, let's go back to the old scenario. Person running the shop cuts hair. What happens to them if they get sick? They don't have sick pay. They don't have minimum wage. They're in business for themselves, and they rent out to other people who are in business for themselves.
Yeah, but that's so, they get to write off, and they have other things that, well, not so much anymore. But
yeah, not really.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's, you know.
Well, I think
that's been taken away.
I think the cynical part of that for the, you know, from the government would be, well, that's great. Yeah, you've got the person that owns the place, and what happens when they get sick? You know, they don't have all of this stuff, but they still make money because they're making money based upon the activities of all the people that are working as independent contractors that still pay them a portion for use of the, so they're still having
landlord. Well, no. I think you're going to get into trouble there.
Yeah.
If you're splitting commissions or doing something like that, I'm not sure that that's going to pass muster. If it's pure rent, that's different.
No, my point in raising this was the argument justifying why they should be employees is that if somebody were to make the argument that Cal made, they would say, well, under the old system, based upon things that were the way it was before we changed it, you as the business owner that was renting out these stations still had some security to make money because you're making it off the backs of these people but calling them independent contractors.
But
we're not going to allow you to double dip. You've got to call them employees if that's the way you want to continue to make money when you're sick.
You know what this is all about, guys?
Money. Tax money.
It's all about money. It's all about tax money.
Landlord makes money when they're sick because the people paying rent from their apartments still pay the rent. Yeah. So I mean,
but I don't think the courts are in this for the money. I'm not saying that. The state wants
state
it because
is.
They want the money, but the courts are just laying out the law and the way it is.
They are.
I just think it's a way of pushing everybody down to minimum wage and taking away your ability to have independent contractors who make a little bit more money than minimum wage. Gives it to the independent contractors to pay their taxes.
How about 855 Law Radio? If you have an idea or you want to tell us what you think, you can call us or tweet us at Radio Law Talk. Go ahead.
Really quickly, I'm glad Fred commented about that. This wasn't, the court is not in it to make money.
Right.
But I want to make this point. The court did not create this law and come down with this decision of their own volition. The court agreed with one side who proposed it and said, that's what we're going to go with.
Well, the legislatures made the laws,
but
courts are interpreting that law.
But they're interpreting that law based upon a lawsuit that made it to them.
True.
And several lawsuits, actually. And what they are doing is saying, we agree with the legal principle you espoused.
Hey, listen, we're finishing up our first hour. We're a three-hour show. Yes, we talk 3 hours. Those of you who have a radio station that only play the first or second or third hour, call them, tell them play all 3 hours of our station. Of our show. It's the best show on earth. I think it is. Other than the alien shows. We'll be right back. Hour number two. See ya.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.